Wow, today's AI news is wild. In just one day, we've got Apple hinting at a major Siri upgrade, Anthropic making some pretty bold pricing moves, and NVIDIA is now officially the world's biggest company.
That's a lot to unpack.
It is. But that's what we're here for. We're going to break down all those headlines and figure out what they really mean for the future of AI.
Sounds like a plan.
So first up, let's talk about Apple. They just released some new developer tools that suggest Siri's getting a big upgrade. They're calling it Screen Awareness, and it's powered by, you guessed it, Apple Intelligence.
Screen awareness.
Yeah, so basically imagine Siri being able to actually see and interact with what's on your screen, your browser, documents, photos, all that.
That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it?
It does, right? It's
Heck.
kind of like what Claude Copilot already doing with their screen aware features.
Exactly.
So it seems like Apple's playing catch up here.
Yeah, you could say that. It is a big change for Apple, though, moving beyond just basic voice commands to an AI assistant that can actually understand context.
Okay, but will it actually be any good?
Yeah.
I mean, Apple Intelligence hasn't exactly been impressive so far. I think this could be the update that makes it a must-have.
I'm cautiously optimistic. It's definitely a step in the right direction. And if Apple can pull it off, it could be a game changer for how we use our devices. Well, let's just say Apple has a bit of a history of overpromising and under-delivering when it comes to AI.
Sure.
We'll have to wait and see how it actually performs in the real world.
Okay, fair enough. Now, let's move on to something that really caught my attention. Anthropic's pricing strategy for their new AI model, Claude 3.5 Haiku. It's smaller than their previous model, but they're charging four times as much for it.
Four times.
Yep. They claim it's because this smaller package is just that much smarter.
Huh. That's a bold move. We've been seeing AI models becoming more affordable as they get better, but Anthropic's going in the opposite direction.
Right.
It's like they're betting that people will pay a premium for a boost in intelligence, even if it comes in a smaller package.
Which makes you wonder, does this mean we're headed for a tiered system of AI pricing? Like, will the smartest AI always be the most expensive? And what happens to smaller companies or developers who maybe can't afford the pricier stuff?
It's a valid concern. Could this create a bigger divide between those who can afford cutting-edge AI and those who can't? And could it stifle innovation if only the big players have access to the most powerful tools? Anthropic's move definitely raises some questions about accessibility and the economics of AI. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
For sure. Now, switching gears a bit, Tencent just dropped a pretty big surprise with Hunyuan Large, their open source language model that's going head to head with giants like Llama. And get this, it's achieving similar, if not better, performance with fewer active parameters.
Fewer active parameters. Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, it basically means it's more efficient. It can do the same work with less computing power.
I see. So maybe bigger isn't always better when it comes to AI
Yeah.
models. Tencent's approach with Hunyuan Large could lead to more accessible and sustainable AI. Imagine more powerful AI models using less energy and being available to a wider range of developers. That would be a game changer.
Okay, and now for something that might seem completely different. Rumor has it that Apple's working on smart glasses.
Smart glasses.
Yeah, apparently they have this secret research project called Atlas, where they're trying out all the existing smart glasses out there to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Interesting. So why is Apple so interested in smart glasses when their Vision Pro headset hasn't exactly been a huge success?
Yeah, good point.
Maybe they're starting to realize that sleek, everyday glasses might be a better way to get people using AR than those clunky headsets.
Right, because let's be real, no one wants to walk around looking like they just stepped out of a sci-fi movie.
Exactly.
Could Apple glasses be the next iPhone?
It's definitely possible. It shows that Apple's still all in on AR and they're exploring different ways to make it mainstream. If they can create smart glasses that are both stylish and functional, it could be massive.
Okay, and last but not least, we have to talk about NVIDIA. They're officially the biggest company in the world now.
It's pretty incredible.
The AI boom has just sent their market cap through the roof, making them the undisputed king of the AI hardware world.
And it makes sense. NVIDIA's hardware is absolutely essential to the current AI revolution. We often focus on the algorithms and software, but the physical infrastructure that powers all this is just as important.
Right, because you need a lot of expensive, powerful hardware to run all those complex AI models.
Exactly. We're talking massive data centers packed with specialized chips and processors, all consuming a lot of energy, which of course brings up another important issue. the environmental impact of all this AI development.
Right. It's not all sunshine and roses. We've also got researchers raising red flags about the potential for AI to be misused.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when it comes to generative AI being used to create fake scientific data.
That's a huge concern. It raises all sorts of ethical questions about this technology. How do we make sure these incredibly powerful tools are used responsibly? How do we prevent the spread of misinformation or the manipulation of research? It's clear we need to develop safeguards and critical thinking skills to navigate the potential pitfalls of AI, which is changing faster than anyone could have predicted.
And on top of all that, there's still so much we don't even understand about how AI works at a fundamental level.
It's true. It's a black box in a lot of ways.
Some researchers are even saying that the most advanced language models might not actually understand the world the way we humans do. They might just be mimicking human intelligence in a very sophisticated way.
It's a really interesting point. Are these AI systems truly intelligent, or are they just really good at pretending to be? It's a philosophical question that we might not have a definitive answer to for a long time.
It's definitely a little unsettling. We're putting so much trust in these systems. But do we really know what's going on inside them?
It's something to think about, for sure. And perhaps something we can explore further in the next part of our deep dive.
Definitely.
It's crucial to have open and honest conversations about the implications and potential consequences of AI. It's transforming our world rapidly, whether we fully understand it or not.
Absolutely. Well, we've covered a lot of ground already in this first part. What are your key takeaways so far?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the AI landscape is constantly in flux. We're seeing incredible breakthroughs in accessibility and efficiency. But at the same time, we're grappling with ethical dilemmas and the need for responsible development. It's a lot to take in.
It is. It's a fascinating time to be following all this, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it's just the beginning. Yeah. What stood out to you from all the AI news we discussed today?
You know, honestly, I'm really struck by the contrast between the amazing potential of AI and the very real challenges it brings up.
I see that.
It feels like we're at this crucial point where we have the power to shape the future of this technology and how it impacts our world. It's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time.
I agree. It's a responsibility we can't take lightly. Join us for part two, where we'll delve into the financial markets that are fueling the AI boom and explore the geopolitical implications of the U.S.'s role as a leader in this field.
We'll see you there.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of AI.
We covered a lot of ground in part one, but there's still so much more to explore.
We really just scratched the surface. Today, we're going to take a closer look at the forces shaping the AI landscape, from financial markets to global politics.
Sounds good to me.
Remember how we talked about NVIDIA's dominance in part one?
Yeah, how could we forget? They're the biggest company in the world now.
Right, and it's not just about their market cap. Get this. Wall Street has created an $11 billion debt market specifically for AI companies to buy NVIDIA chips.
$11 billion. Just for buying NVIDIA chips.
Yep, that's how much faith investors have in AI's future.
Wow, that's a serious chunk of change. It really shows you how important NVIDIA's hardware is to this whole AI boom.
It does. And speaking of big bets on AI, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has been pretty vocal about the need for the U.S. to stay ahead in the AI game. He sees it as critical, not just for economic reasons, but for national security, too.
Right, but isn't there some pushback against that idea?
There is.
I read something about the incoming administration considering getting rid of some existing AI policies because they think those policies are actually holding back innovation.
Exactly. There's this whole debate going on right now about how much the government should regulate the AI field.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation.
It is. Some people think too much regulation will stifle progress, while others argue that we need safeguards to prevent AI from being misused.
So it's about finding that balance. You don't want to overregulate and crush innovation, but you also don't want AI running wild with no oversight.
Exactly. And it's especially tough with AI because the stakes are so high. This technology has the potential to completely change our lives, but it also comes with risks that we can't ignore.
So it's not just about creating new AI. It's about figuring out how to use it responsibly and make sure it benefits everyone.
Precisely. And that requires input from all sides, not just tech companies and governments, but ethicists, social scientists, and everyday people, too.
I like that. Everyone has a stake in the future of AI.
We all do. And speaking of new AI developments, did you see what Microsoft has been up to?
I feel like I can barely keep up with everything that's happening in AI these days.
It's moving so fast, but Microsoft just quietly released this thing called Magnetic One.
Magnetic One.
It's an open source multi-agent system that they claim can handle really complex tasks.
Multi-agent system, what does that even mean?
So think of it like a team of AI specialists, each with their own expertise, all working together.
Oh, I see. So instead of one AI trying to do everything, you have a bunch of them collaborating.
Exactly. It's a step towards creating more advanced AI that can tackle bigger challenges.
That's pretty cool. Is Microsoft the only one working on stuff like this?
Definitely not. They also released something called Autogen Bench, which is a set of tools designed to push the limits of what AI can do even further. It seems like every day there's some new breakthrough or announcement. Honestly, it's hard to keep track of it all.
I know what you mean. It feels like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's exciting, too. We're literally witnessing the birth of a technology that could change everything.
It's true. But amidst all the excitement, we can't forget that AI is still in its early stages. We're still figuring out what it can do and what its limitations are.
Yeah, that's a good point. We need to be cautious and think critically about AI, not just blindly embrace every new development.
Absolutely. So where do you think we go from here? What are the next big things to watch out for in AI?
Well, one thing that I keep hearing about is AGI, Artificial General Intelligence. The idea of an AI that's as smart as a human.
That's a big one. And it's something that a lot of experts think could actually happen in our lifetimes. If it does, the implications are huge.
It's hard to even imagine what a world with AGI would be like. What else should we be paying attention to?
I'd say another big area is the intersection of AI with other emerging technologies like quantum computing and biotech.
So basically combining AI with other groundbreaking tech.
Right. Imagine AI working with quantum computers to analyze massive amounts of data or using genomics to develop personalized medicine. The possibilities are mind-boggling.
It does feel like we're just getting started with AI.
We are, and that's what makes this such an exciting time. The next few years are going to be full of breakthroughs and probably some challenges too.
For sure.
But as we navigate this new world, it's important to remember that we have a responsibility to steer AI in a direction that benefits everyone.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up part two of our AI deep dive.
I agree. Join us for the final part, where we'll bring all of these insights together and leave you with some questions to ponder.
Welcome back. It's the final part of our AI deep dive. This has been a whirlwind, right?
It really has. We've covered so much ground, from Siri's potential upgrade to the crazy debt market for AI companies buying those NVIDIA chips. And then there's the whole AGI thing and multi-agent systems. It's almost too much to keep up with.
I know, right? It feels like AI is changing every single day. So let's take a step back and think about the big picture. Where do you think we are right now in this AI revolution?
I think we're at this really crucial point. AI isn't some far-off fantasy anymore. It's here. And it's evolving faster than most people realize. We're seeing major breakthroughs in areas like natural language processing, computer vision, machine learning. They're already changing industries and creating possibilities that seemed impossible just a few years ago.
But it's not all good news, is it? We've also talked about some of the potential downsides of AI, like the ethical challenges, job displacement, and the need for regulation.
Exactly. AI is a powerful tool, and like any powerful tool, it can be used for good or for bad. I think it's our responsibility to make sure that AI is developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
I agree. Remember earlier when you asked what stood out to Emmy from this whole deep dive?
I do. What was it?
Well, after thinking about everything we've talked about, I think the biggest thing for me is that AI isn't just a technology, it's changing society as a whole.
I think you're right.
It's making us rethink our relationship with technology, what it means to be intelligent, even our place in the universe.
Those are big questions, for sure.
They are. And I don't think there are easy answers. But I do think it's important that we have these conversations about the implications of AI, both good and bad.
Absolutely. Open and honest conversations are crucial. That's how we'll figure out how to harness the power of AI while avoiding the potential pitfalls.
And we need to remember that AI is still changing so rapidly. What's considered advanced today might be outdated tomorrow.
Exactly. We need to be critical thinkers. Question the assumptions about AI. Don't just believe everything you hear. Do your own research. Think for yourself and form your own conclusions.
Great advice. So, any final thoughts before we wrap up our deep dive?
Just this. As you go about your day, pay attention to how AI is already a part of your life. The recommendations you see online, the voice assistants you use, it's all powered by AI. And as AI gets more advanced, its influence is only going to grow. So stay curious, stay informed, and be an active participant in shaping the future of AI.
I love that. Well, that concludes our AI deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep exploring this incredible world of AI. We'll see you next time.